그리고 이 다파트바라가르 분한도요 라지 고쇼보자 마티오 불티압다 무무타스포다하 Prahlad Maharaj says, translation by Srila Prabhupada, since the body itself is ultimately meant to become stone or earth, what is the meaning of the paraphernalia related to the body, such as wives, residences, wealth, children, relatives, servants, friends, kingdoms, treasuries, animals, and ministers? They are also temporary. What more can be said about this? Yatiriyatmanushti saha dehina naswari anathi arthasankasir nityananda rasodadhi. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. All this paraphernalia is very near and dear as long as the body exists. But as soon as the body is destroyed, all things related to the body are also finished. Therefore, actually, one has nothing to do with them. But because of ignorance, one accepts them as valuable. Compared to the ocean of eternal happiness, they are most insignificant. What is the use of such insignificant relationship for the eternal living being? Krishna consciousness, devotional service to Krishna, is the ocean of eternal bliss. In comparison to this eternal bliss, the so-called happiness of society, friendship, and love is simply useless and insignificant. One should therefore not be attached to temporary things. One should take to Krishna consciousness and become eternally happy. Since the body itself is ultimately meant to become stool or earth, what is the meaning of the paraphernalia related to the body? No hurry. Such as wives, residents, wealth, children, relatives, servants, friends, kingdoms, treasuries, animals, and ministers.
Purpose is useless.
It's useless. Because these are all related to this body. When body itself is temporary, ultimately the body becomes stone and earth, isn't it? Ultimately the body becomes stone and earth, isn't it? Is there anything else of this body that remains?
Nothing.
Nothing. You understand? Satasandhi jarjara tabahi karevara. Idam sariram satasandhi jarjaram. Idam mansaru dhira snayam edo madasti sanghatam vinmutra puyaramatam kruminam kyadantaram. You understand? What is this body? What is inside this body? You know, if we'll dissect, have you seen in medical, in the college, students, they dissect the body, dead body, and see what are inside this body. You know, what are inside this body?
They see only stool, blood.
Stool, urine, blood, then flesh, bone. Isn't it? Some veins.
Yes.
Isn't it? All this. Abominable things. All these abominable things are inside this body. This is like a bag. This bag is filled with all these abominable things. Isn't it? So love. But it seems it looks so beautiful. We take so much care to this body. We decorate this body. Nice clothes we put on. Some have very nice hair. They comb it. And just put some scented oil in it, isn't it? Such nice. Put a nice clothes, coat, tie, pants, shoes, look nice, and go to the mirror and see. So big, nice mustaches. Like that, isn't it? But what is the ultimate destination? Result of this body. Bhasma krumi vishtha hove. Hokoler ghunyatovi. All will hate. It will turn into ashes, stone, and worms, isn't it? All will hate. This is the ultimate destination of this body. But we are so much attached to this body. The persons, those who are attached to such body, are they anything better than the worms in the stove? There are so many worms in the stove and they are getting pleasure in it. Isn't it? Similarly, we are getting pleasure in this body. So one should not be so much attached to this body. And things related and persons related as wives, residents, wealth, children, relatives, servants, friends, kingdoms, treasuries, animals and ministers. These are all related things to this body. Now what is the meaning of such relationship? These are all temporary and very insignificant. This all this purpose love is near and dear as long as the body exists. But as soon as the body is destroyed, all things related to the body are also finished. Isn't it? The relationship all finished. You have father and son relationship. When the father, the body of father dies, finished. The son says, if you ask the son, oh, where is your father? Oh, he is dead now. Finished. Isn't it? Then what is the relationship? Every relationship is finished. If the husband dies, if you ask the wife, where is your husband? Oh, he is dead. Finished. So, what is this relationship? We are eternal beings, a soul, and we have eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. And that relationship is very valuable, is like the ocean of eternal happiness. You understand? And in comparison to that eternal happiness, the relationship is this mundane material relationship are most insignificant. Then what is the use of such insignificant relationship for the eternal living being? Is there any use? No use at all. Then instruction is there. One should take to Krishna consciousness and become eternally happy. It is saying so. Isn't it? Very nice instruction. This body, this metal body, is temporary, isn't it? Ultimately, it will be ashes, stone, very nasty things. So we should not develop attachment to this body. Similarly, this material world. We are very much attached to this material world. And what is the ultimate destination of this material world? It will ultimately be destroyed. when annihilation, pralaya will come, isn't it? So, in this material world, all sorts of relationships are temporary. You understand? We should not be attached to it. Suppose you are traveling, when it is night, what you do?
You have to find somewhere.
You must find some inn, isn't it? To take rest, isn't it? Traveling and food, I say that. And Mahaprabhu was traveling, and food, Padayatra. He was doing Padayatra. He was not traveling in aeroplanes or cars or trains like that. So you being devotees of Mahaprabhu, you should do Padayatra. Isn't it? You should not use all these things. Should you?
In the West.
Everywhere. Why in the West?
Evolution.
That's sweet. Swim about the ocean. Dog is swimming, so catch hold of the tail of the dog and swim. Can you do like that?
They are ferocious animals.
All right. Leave the ocean on the land. On the land, then you do Padayatra. Isn't it? That is very worthy. But we don't do it. Material science invented some nice means of traveling. Aeroplanes, trains, so many things. Cars. We take help of them, we use them. Because we want our comforts to this body. They are much tiresome. Do Padayatra, more tiresome. Scorching heat is there, very cold is, winter is there, rain also there. So many things you can tolerate. So we are very much attached to this material world. But when you take rest at night in an inn, similarly many persons also are taking rest there. And then you make some friendship with them. Your friend, where have you come? I have come from England. Your friend, where have you come? I have come from France. Your friend, where have you come? I have come from Sweden. Your friend, where have you come? I have come from India. All right. Then we'll become friends. They're all taking rest in an inn, isn't it? As soon as the night is finished and day breaks, where is that relationship? He proceeds to Sweden, you proceed to France, he proceeds to England, he proceeds to India. Different ways they all go, living their friendship, isn't it? Well, for only one night we have developed such relationship. For only one night? For how many hours? Like that. This is an inn, this material world, isn't it? And we have established these relationships here, temporary relationships. So-called wives, children, kith and kin, friends. Very much attached to them. As if there is a very glue, you see, very hard glue. You know, see glue? Never separated. Glue is there. You first glue this paper to this paper, this one. Never be separated. Similarly, we don't want to be separated, isn't it? It's very hard glue. Tanatha, very hard glow. It is so hard. Is not the lesson? Will it not be lesson? Another example we give, suppose you are traveling in train, some up trains, some down trains are there, and they halt in the halting station. Up train halted, down train also halted. So passengers get out of the train. Passengers of up train and passengers of out train, both get out. In the platform they meet each other. You are in up train, he is in the down train. Oh, who are you? We embrace each other, become friends. Isn't it? Very tight embrace. All right, we don't want to be separated from each other. Then, the whistle there, train gives warning, I will leave the platform, train will leave the platform, but we are embracing each other, not, we don't want to be sure what will be the result, then you cannot get into the train and can reach the destination. You remain there in the platform. Isn't it? This will be the result. So similarly, in this in the material world, we have developed lessons in embracing each other very tight. You don't want to be separated. Isn't it? So what? Then what will be the result, ultimate result? Within this short time, short period, you want to develop such intimate relationships. This is wonderful. Isn't it? We cannot think of what is its result. But now question arises. All right, Prahlad Maharaj says, all sadhus say, Acharya says, Shastra says, that this relationship is temporary, very insignificant. There is no need at all. We should not establish such a relationship, or we should not develop such love for it. Then, what is the real relationship and what is the real love?
The real relationship and love is Krishna, with Krishna, who is a channel being.
He is Sajidananda Vigraha, isn't it? The real eternal relationship must be established with Krishna, who is Sajidanandamaya Vigraha. And really we develop love for him. You understand? If you want to develop love, just develop love for Krishna. Is the only person to be loved. You understand? And in Sanskrit we say it priti. Priti. You understand? We say priti. Priti means love. You understand? Prem. Priti. So there is nobody else than Krishna who is to be loved. With whom we shall establish such relationship of love. You understand? Then if someone is learned, someone is intelligent, he knows all these things. So he only establishes a relationship with Krishna. Relationship based on love, eternal love. You understand? He will never be attached to this temporary world or so-called material relationships. You understand? Then the question arises, why are we so much attached to these material things and material relationships, wives, children, friends, country, society, so on. Why? And why this thing is not being lessened, this relationship? And what is its remedy? How can we lessen it? Yes. We should be Krishna conscious, or we should love Krishna only and establish a relationship with Him. Then this will be lessened, isn't it? Unless we develop such attachment towards Krishna, this temporary attachment cannot be God, cannot be lessened. You understand? If someone says, all right, this is Maya, this is Maya, this is Maya, this is Maya, this is mundane, this is mundane, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, then what will happen? That will happen. Have you seen an onion?
Yes.
Just to, you know, recovering one after another. What will get at last? Ultimate. Nothing remains. Isn't it? Nothing remains. Similarly, if you just reject everything here, then nothing will remain. There's no question of rejection. You understand? But proper utilization. Question of proper utilization. What is the proper utilization? Everything is related to Krishna, and so everything should be utilized for the service of Krishna. This is proper utilization. No question of rejection. We never reject anything. The Vaishnavas, the devotees, never reject anything. They utilize everything. They know that this thing belongs to Krishna, and this thing should be utilized for the service of Krishna. And they utilize everything for the service of Krishna. You understand? And how to develop this thing? Love for Krishna. How can we develop such relationship?
By taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master and practice the loving service to Krishna under his guidance.
Spiritual master, that's another question. Who is that spiritual master?
Spiritual master is one who knows how to please Krishna, I serve Krishna.
Yes?
You said on the page that spiritual man, pure Vaishnava, coming into sympathy session.
One thing, pure Vaishnava, pure sadhu. In other words, we may say, isn't it? Sadhu. So, instruction is, do sadhu sangha. Associate with sadhu. Give up the association of asadhus, asadh sangha, bad association, isn't it? So Bhagavat says, 11th canto, tato dussangam srujya sasya sajjet buddhiman santa yavasya chindanti mano vyasanga mukti bhi. You know this verse? You don't know anything. These are famous verses. You understand? should know, then how can you become Vaishnava?
Experience from you, Guru Maharaj. I never had any spiritual master before, so you teach.
Tatad sangam srujya sasya sajjet buddhiman santay rasya chinvanti manobhyasangam puri. Tato means therefore. Said therefore. Therefore, give up the association of non-devotees, asadhus, sasya sajjet buddhiman. One who is intelligent, he associates with sadhus. Develops satsanga, sadhu sanga. Do you understand? The tato dusanga musti. Therefore, give up such association. If when this word therefore is used, what does it mean? This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Bhagavata says this thing, therefore, give up this bad associations, or asat-sanga, or sadhu-sanga, and satsu-sajjet-buddhiman, one who is intelligent, he associates with sadhus. Why he says, therefore? That means previously it is stated about the benefit of satsanga. Benefit of satsanga. Therefore, it is used for that purpose. Do you understand? First, Bhagavatam says about satsanga, about sattu sanga. Then speaks about asat sanga. Then it says, therefore you give up this. Do you understand? This specific word he used, tato, means therefore. You should know all these things, words, Sanskrit words. You should learn all these things. When you give the definition of a Vaishnava, what do we say? Who is a Vaishnava? Vaishnava, shloka bhaktaram, jnana bhaktaram. You see? He is a Vaishnava, one quotes authority. You understand? Transcendental knowledge, quoting authority, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, like that, is Vaishnava. Not only speaks so many things without quoting authority. You understand, Prahlad? So he is known as Vaishnava. So you should know this. This is their authority. Sadhus, devotees of the Lord. And they speak about all these things. Benefit of the sadhu sangha. And they instruct us to give up asadhu sangha, asat sangha, bad association, and develop sadhu sangha, sat sangha, isn't it? And we hear it, we listen to it. But is it a very easy thing that all at once we can give up this attachment, material attachment, and develop attachment for Krishna? Not easy thing. Why is it not easy?
Because we've been since time immemorial and in this material world.
Yes.
And in the process of mind. So Krishna says Bhagavad Gita, deviation is very strong.
Yes. It is not easy thing, because lakhs of lives we have already spent, underwent, undergone, isn't it? Developing this material attachment, isn't it? This is like a very hot glue, isn't it? It seems to be quite impossible on our part to give up this attachment. But what should we do?
To persevere, to keep going, to keep that association of sadhu.
One must be serious about it. One is very serious and sincere and takes it seriously. He must approach a sadhu, bona fide spiritual master. You understand? And be his disciple. And he should practice sadhana. You understand? Anukulyasa sankalpa pratikulyasa varjanam. Rakhi siddhiti viswaso gopturte varanam tatha atmanikhyepa karpanni sarvidha saranagati. Spiritual master or sadhu instructs us to take complete shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Completely surrender yourself at the lotus feet of Krishna, isn't it? Then what is to be done? What shall we do and how can we do it? And what is that surrender?
It's a question.
Yes?
It's to become a sincere disciple. Serious.
That I've already told you. Sincere disciple. Serious disciple. My next question is, in another way I'll put the question. How can he understand or how can he know who is completely surrendered? What is the his symptoms?
He speaks always about Krishna.
Oh, many pandits are there. They speak very nicely about Krishna. But they are not surrendered. Isn't it? I have seen many good orators. Yes, six symptoms are there. What are those? Yes. Reject that is unfavorable for devotional service. Anukulyasa sankalpa pratikulyasa varjanam. Then? Depend completely on mercy of the Lord. Rakhishititi viswaso vaktrutve varanam tatha. This verse you should remember. These six things are said here. You don't know only of it. Just remembering, thinking, what is that, like that. Remember this verse, six things are said here. Anukulyasa sankalpa pratikulyasa varjanam. Accept what is favorable, what you say, for devotional service, and reject what is unfavorable, pratikulyasa varjanam. Rakhishtiti viswasa. Develop firm faith on Krishna. That is the only protector. He must protect me. Viswasa means faith. Rakhishtiti viswasa. Goptrute varanam tatha. Next, fourth item. Is the only guardian, is my only guardian, only master. You understand? Goptrute varanam tatha. Atma nikhepa karponni. Then atma nikhepa, then karponni. This is six. Sarvidha. Atma nikhepa means complete surrender. Atma nivedana. You understand? O Krishna, I am yours. You are mine, I am yours. You understand? With the open heart, you understand? Speak once. Open your heart. With the open heart, you speak, O Krishna, cry and say, I am yours, you are mine. Then Krishna accepts you. Atma nikhipa, that's known as. Then karponya. What is that karponya?
Cry.
Yes, cry. always cry. You understand? Always, always. Not once, but twice. Always cry before Krishna. That is karma. These are six symptoms of surrender. Sarvidha sarana. That is karma. Huh? Yes? Huh? Karpanya. Karpanya means crying. Yes. Always cry. Vyakul chitvari prarthana. Cry and pray. That is karpanya. You understand? Therefore, when a disciple or devotee comes to guru, spiritual master, is known as sadhaka. You understand? He should do sadhana. In that stage, sadhakavastha, he should be very, I say, develop this firmness, drudhata. What is unfavorable to reject? Isn't it? Beginning, it should be like that. Therefore, we give four regulative principles. And one should strictly follow it. All regulative principles. And this is needed in the initial stage, sadhakavastha, for neophytes. Do you understand? Neophyte stage. You should develop firm faith, and you should be firm in your decision to reject what is unfavorable. And then accept what is favorable. Is it comes next? Does it come next? First rejection, then acceptance? Simultaneous. Simultaneous action. Rejection, unfavorable, rejection of unfavorable, acceptance of favorable, simultaneously. Not first, then next, no. One should not misunderstand like that. This must, I have not mentioned, therefore I speak in English. When you speak like that, if someone I cannot speak, if someone think alike, first I will reject which are hindrance in my path of sadhana. Then I will accept which is favorable. First I reject. This cannot be. This cannot be. Then simultaneously both will go on. Rejection upon favorable and acceptance of favorable. Then when you are determined to accept, what is favorable and to reject what is unfavorable, when you are determined on it, that I must accept what is favorable, then simultaneously, what is unfavorable, that will be rejected. It will come simultaneously. If you develop love towards the Supreme Lord, or attachment towards the Supreme Lord, simultaneously, the detachment, understand, worry, simultaneous action, finish. The object. Related to Krishna. You understand? He is a pure devotee. He is a pure devotee, he sees everything related to Krishna. He never sees the otherwise. So he never says, this is good, this is bad. You understand? Because he sees everything belongs to Krishna and everything should be utilized for the service of Krishna. And everything is related to Krishna. How can it be said good or it's bad, other is bad? A pure devotee never sees so, never says so. You understand?
Huh? Is Guru Maharaj the case of pure devotee?
Yes.
But some
yes, that's what I say. Yes. One was not attained that stage of pure devotee. For him, there are all these things. Sadhakavastha, we say, neophyte stage. Anukula pratikula. What is favorable and what is unfavorable at that time. It is needed. We should do sadhana under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. Then we can achieve the ultimate stage of devotion. That is pure stage of devotion. Then you can understand nothing to be rejected. Nothing. You will never say at that stage it is good and it is bad. You will see one relationship, and that is the relationship of Krishna. And everything is related to Krishna. You understand? As for example, Jagai Madhai, they were drunkards, very sinful persons. One should not associate with them. Isn't it? But Lord Nityananda, Haridas Thakur, they went to them and turned them. They turned them towards Krishna Bhakti. They became sadhus, you see. This is pure devotion, pure devotee. Does like that, isn't it? As we say, don't think it otherwise. The Western world, Maya is very strong there. They are very gross materialists, material scientists, isn't it? They think everything, they see and find everything and speak everything in relation to this world and body. Isn't that? They don't know about Supreme Lord and that relationship, isn't it? So for sadhaka, it is unfavorable to associate with such gross materialists. Huh? But my Guru Maharaj went there. He's such a great devotee. He turned it, all the materialists to be devotees. He never rejected them. Hey, you get out, materialist. You rascal, get out. He never said, no, please come. Isn't it? How he turned. Huh? He never says this is bad. No, it's all, this all belongs to Krishna. These are souls. It's a soul, his soul is soul. It's Krishna's thing. So, I shall develop such love, I shall inculcate such consciousness into them, then thereby they will develop love towards Krishna and establish relationship with Krishna and be happy. So hippies become happy. Those who are hippies, the hippies become happy, isn't it? Huh? Isn't it? So, a pure devotee, a paramahansa, he never says it is good and it is bad. He never says so. He sees everything related to Krishna, everything should be utilized for Krishna's service. So Nityananda Prabhu, by the association of Nityananda Prabhu, the Jagais and Madhais became great sadhus, you see. He didn't reject them. But for beginners, for neophytes, this thing is there, acceptance and regression. But when you attain that stage, higher stage, of pure devotion, you'll find nothing to be rejected and nothing to be accepted. Everything should be utilized. Everything belongs to Krishna and everything to be utilized for service of Krishna. If some is non-devotee, the sadhaka will give up such association of non-devotee. But the paramahansa never rejects them. He shows mercy on them and turns them towards to become devotee, isn't it? He shows mercy on them. Because his soul, he must be a devotee. All right, I'll make him a devotee. Do you understand me? At that stage, nothing to be accepted, nothing, no question of acceptance and rejection. In that stage, everything belongs to Krishna and everything should be utilized for Krishna.
Guru Maharaj, for the case of behavior, maybe your devotee developed some good
behavior.
Mm. And then what is sure that they are acting in a different way,
eating
different ways.
Yes, speaking. If someone is speaking differently, acting differently, and not acting as a devotee, then the pure devotee, Paramahansa, should shower mercy on him.
No criticizing.
He never criticizes. A pure devotee never criticizes. You understand? If he criticizes or chastises, that is for good. That is for benefit. If he slaps, that is also good. If he inflicts some punishment, that is also good.
If us criticize in our stage of new fight, and sometimes we have some mentality to criticize that and say, I was doing bad. Sometimes we have that such mentality to criticize. So what we to learn?
But criticism should be healthy, not unhealthy. Healthy criticism that will help the person to turn, isn't it? Constructive criticisms, healthy criticisms, not destructive, unhealthy. Then same. That only spiritual master can do, and a great devotee can do. Neophyte cannot do it. You cannot make turn him towards bhakti. You understand? Therefore, the spiritual master chastises, inflicts discipline, inflicts punishment. You understand? And that does good to us. A neophyte cannot do it. So you cannot do like that. For you it is beneficial not to associate with such persons, because you are neophyte. Your bhakti will be annihilated. If associated with a drunkard, so that tendency will develop. And you have no power to turn them into devotees like the Gai Maharaj, Lord Nityananda did. You understand? So for you, reject that association and accept association of with devotees for you.
No, Guru Maharaj, is very important for us. In association with devotees, sometimes it happened that you can see two devotees, another one acting in a proper way. He tries his best to act as a devotee. And another one is acting completely
different.
Yes, he's completely like.
How different?
So.
Opposite.
Yeah, still he's a devotee. He's following principle in the temple. Like doing outwardly as a devotee. But
not sincerely.
So that devotee, one should be avoid this company, association.
Yeah, who is a neophyte? If you have power, don't turn him. Change him. If you have power. If no power, so don't associate with him.
Maybe you can explain what is the difference between associating all those who are giving association
to preaching, to elevate. Yes. So I'm asking maybe you can explain the difference. Like someone may say, well, we should associate with poor persons if we don't preach. No. If someone has achieved that stage, perfect stage, he should shower mercy on the fallen souls. You understand? And he has power to turn them towards devotion. He will not be biased by their behavior are influenced by them. Rather, he will influence them. If someone is lacking such power, such potency, for him this is said. This question of rejection and acceptance. You understand? Those who are preachers, they are elevated devotees. A neophyte cannot be a preacher. Neophyte is not allowed to go out and preach. He must take first training and make advancement. Then Guru will order, Guru will see that now he has achieved elevated state and now he is fixed in devotional service and he will never be influenced by Maya. You understand? Or asadhus, or sots. Then stand on the body, then he'll be allowed to go. Otherwise, he'll not allowed to go. Go out.
Sometimes we see it in our Iskcon temples as part of the training program, send new devotees out for those devotees.
But new devotees should go with older devotees. They should not be allowed to go alone. They will fall a prey to Maya. If they are they have to go, then should they go with the senior devotee. Then they will be protected. They are not allowed to go alone, because they will fall a prey to Maya. That is the principle. And who is the temple manager or president, he must do like that. Otherwise, will do harm to that new devotee. You understand? Clear? All right?
Yes.
Yes?
About the service. Sometime in the temple, different temple authority, they try in the forcing mood to one devotee who can't do a specific service for him. Is not able to do specific service, especially preaching, distributing books. We have seen, we have been observed that sometimes authority they criticize, or if some devotee he can't distribute books, he's in Maya, he can't preach, he's in Maya, other service is not.
This mere thing will not help him. As you say, constructive criticisms needed. Not destructive. He has come here to be mended. You understand? To become devotees. If you just give this thing, instructions which are destructive, saying this destructive, thereby you are not helping him. Rather, you are doing harm to him. You'll be disappointed and leave. Oh, give up, let me go, I was alright. Then you cannot help him. Your duty is to help him. This mere saying won't do. Rather help him. And what is lacking in him? You should understand what is lacking in him, why he cannot do. So preach to him. And by setting your own example, teach him. That.
And give him service according to his.
Yes, give him first service according to his aptitude. And he should serve in association with other devotees. He should not be allowed to live alone or do service alone. Thereby, he will be disappointed. He cannot develop taste for this devotional service. Because he is not so strong. He has not developed firm faith. One who has developed firm faith, one who is strong, that's superb. That means he has achieved elevated states. He can do alone. And the managers, the leaders, they should understand all these things. And accordingly they utilize, they engage the devotees. Yes. This is all Acharya's teachings. My Guru Maharaj also taught like that. You understand? It is, one is very proud and so on, never consider all these things. One say he is not a good manager or leader. He is not helping, rather he is destroying the attitude. But as a Vaishnava, we should help. We should help. Vaishnava is very, very merciful. He is very, very merciful. Sarva bhuta hite rapa. He is merciful to all living entities. Isn't it? Salvation of Vaishnava attitude. If it is destructive, you could see, no, that won't help. You understand? That leader needs further training, I think. He is lacking in training. He should not be a leader. You understand? He needs training.
Yes, just one specific point upon that, because I've seen many devotees, for example, in the big yatra when I was born in France. Now devotees, they come to the temple, they want to become devotee, and I used to see some. They used to do service by force, sometimes go out, and then all the devotees, they left.
Oh, yes, that is the natural consequence.
So I'm asking...
They cannot develop any taste for it. What thing won't do?
Yes, who is responsible? Is the karma or the authorities are responsible, guilty?
Yes, those who are leaders, authorities, they are responsible for it. Why should he leave? My Guru Maharaj said, don't leave anybody. Don't leave anybody. Neophyte stays in men, may be committing many wrongs, but be tolerant. Teach him, preach him. Give him opportunity to develop taste. That Vaishnava's business. You understand? Nobody should leave. If he has come, let him develop taste for this. Let him be trained nicely and take care of. He should be taken care of.
I heard Shubhak say, bend them, don't break them.
Yes. Don't break them, bend them. Yes, that's nice thing. Instead of breaking, bend them. That's all right. That's nice thing. You understand? It requires skill. It requires skill. And it requires love for the soul. Unless you have love for the soul, you can't do it. That's the only reason. They have never developed love for the soul.
So they are doing for the prestige?
Prestige, yes. One is after prestige, is not a Vaishnava at all.
Some authority?
That means like a material person. Material person wants all these things. If it is hampered, he gets angry, annoyed so much, and leaves at last. Life, leave this society. I do myself. That's the concept. He leaves Guru also. You understand? Such person leave Guru also. They leave their spiritual master. Because they have come to become Guru Bhogi, to enjoy Guru. I'll get some of the enjoyment. They are not Guru Bhogi. You understand? They are not Guru Sevi. They are not the servitors of Guru. They are the enjoyers of Guru. Then at last they will be Guru Tyagi. They will leave Guru. You understand? And this is going on.
So if you are serving your spiritual master, if you anyone who comes in contact with you about devotional service, whatever may be his aptitude, whatever may be his social situation,
yes,
you have to see that this is my spiritual master sending me this person.
Yes.
and you have to try your best to help him.
Yes, to help him. Yes. To engage him in Krishna service. To preach to him and be merciful to him. Be sympathetic to him. Yes. That's Vaishnava's attitude.
जय श्री प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय।